For the elderly, falling down isn't as easy as getting right back up. In fact, a fall can lead to the end of a person's independence.
Our next guest says adult falls are a public health issue. She wants to raise awareness and share some prevention tips. Cheryl Whitkey is with us. She's Executive Director of Safe Communities. That's a Dane County nonprofit dedicated to public health. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So this is one of those issues that doesn't really capture the imagination. It sounds mundane, but it's a really big deal. Can you talk about how big a problem adult falling is?
It is a really big deal. In Wisconsin, it's our number one cause of injury-related hospitalizations and deaths for older adults. And the thing about that that's tragic is that it's largely preventable. There's an awful lot that we can do to prevent older adults from injuring themselves in falls and losing their independence.
It sounds to younger people, it may not sound like that big a deal. You fall down, you get up. But as we get older, I have this to look forward to. Those falls can be more damaging. Talk about some of the, I guess, complications of falls.
Right. Well, if a person fractures their hip, for example, lots of times then they're laid up, and then that puts them at much higher risk for pneumonia and other sorts of related health issues. And it isn't easier. It isn't easy to recover from that as an older person. All of us fall, we trip over rugs, but when you look at the environment and you look at sort of intrinsic factors that relate to falls, like medications, where maybe we're not metabolizing them in the same way that we did in the past, balance issues, all of those things make older adults more at risk for more serious falls.
Before we get into prevention, I want to talk about some of the costs here. You mentioned the loss of independence, but talk about the money cost. How big a hit is this?
Well, it's huge. One hospitalization related to a fall is $33,000, and that's just an average cost, and that doesn't include all the rehabilitation that goes along with it or the nursing home care that might follow that. So it's huge. And again, can be spent in better ways, can be prevented.
Well, let's talk about some prevention. You've got a seminar coming up just in a day or two, I think, and we'll let you plug that in a minute. But what kind of things can, first, what can you teach older people to do to avoid falls?
Well, there's four really key factors that relate to falls risk. One is balance. And, it's great to be doing cardiovascular activity, and we need to do that our whole lives. The other thing we want to add as we get older is balance activities. So just cardiovascular activity like walking doesn't necessarily reduce your falls risk. So things like Tai Chi, other balance challenging exercises, even if you're standing at the kitchen counter and you do some leg raises and test your balance, that can be a huge issue. So there's the physical component to that. The other thing is vision screening. They used to say that if you wanted to wait till your cataracts were ripe before they removed them. Now the thinking is pretty much that you want to have your cataracts taken care of right away and have your vision checked regularly. Maybe ask your physician about bifocals or not, because you'll notice as you're looking through bifocals that's quite distorting. If you're trying to climb stairs, those sorts of things. So vision screening is really important. The other huge issue is medication and the interactions of medications, not just prescription medicines, but also over-the-counter things like Tylenol PM and those kinds of things. So making sure that the medications that you're taking aren't interacting in such a way that could make you dizzy. And then finally, the home environment. So, and there's lots of really great programs out there that can help you make your home safe.
One thing I think about is we're in Wisconsin. The ice is treacherous at any age. Is that part of the training there? When to not walk on the ice or safer ways to get around in the winter?
Yeah, as long as people don't limit their activity. I think the one thing that we want to be sure not to do is be so afraid of falling that we don't move, because then that definitely increases your falls risk. The other thing that's interesting is in Wisconsin, we actually have the second highest death rate from falls in the nation. Number one is New Mexico. Minnesota and Michigan, the states around us that have a similar climate, don't have the same kind of falls risks.
What are they doing?
Well, it could be that we're really good at keeping track of this in Wisconsin, and I think that's true. We have really good data surveillance kind of methods. Maybe it's greater gravitational pull. Maybe it's more brandy consumption in Wisconsin. Those are all things that we've jokingly speculated at on our task force. But so we don't seem to think that it's the weather. And actually the falls, if you look at it seasonally, there are more falls actually in April, when people may be getting out for the first time after staying in and may be weakened.
What age should people start thinking about this, either for themselves or for their parents?
Well, really, you want to be thinking about it from young on. You know, I mean, I'm in my early 50s, and I've already noticed a difference in balance that I need to be working on. I think if everybody started younger, we would have fewer issues as people get older. So, but then also we see, you know, particularly in the later 70s, early 80s, that's when a lot more falls happen. And I think a lot of that is because people tend to limit their activity or maybe sort of close in a little bit more. There's lots of great programs out there that can get you out there and get you moving, and that's really helpful.
This sounds cheap compared to the cost you mentioned earlier of hospitalization.
Absolutely. It is. And, you know, and just the mental anguish that goes along with the loss of independence, you can't really quantify that or the pain with the numbers. And I want to mention that there's a lot of great networks out there that are supporting the kind of programming that older adults can use. We're one coalition here in Dane County. There's great injury prevention, falls prevention coalitions in Kenosha, Green Bay, La Crosse, lots of other communities. If people want to go to the websites of their aging and disabilities resource centers in their communities, they can find out information about programs like the Stepping On program, which is an evidence-based program that's been shown to reduce falls among older adults by 50%. And Tai Chi classes, all those sorts of things are available, and people can plug into them.
When I was poking around online, it seems like this is a big movement. There are seminars, there are events going on in states all over the country. Are we starting to take this seriously as a public health issue?
We are, and there's also really great resources now on the Centers for Disease Control website for clinicians. And I encourage clinicians to look at this. I mean, clearly they're really busy, but there's great tools on this website that can help people identify falls risks and then make proper referrals to physical therapy, those kinds of things.
Kim on Facebook writes, can you address the stubbornness and denial sometimes in older people? My father fell, broke his hip because he refused to use a cane, said he didn't need it. What advice do you have in that situation?
That is huge. That is a big issue that we hear all the time. We do tend to focus on independence in the messaging as opposed to prevent falls and, you know, don't hurt yourself. So I think, I mean, you know your dad better than anybody, and I've got I'm sort of in the same boat with my family. But I think that message of independence, if you want to be on your own, it's important to take these kinds of steps to do this. And, you know, we're here to help you. And here's some programs. Also, I think especially older adults, they need this message from their clinicians. So having a conversation with your father's doctor maybe about resources and approaches would be a good idea.
Can we wrap up by hearing about your events? You've got something coming up in a couple days on that.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, there's a lot of these kinds of things going on around the country, but around Wisconsin because it is National Falls Prevention Month, September is. So tomorrow we have an event at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Madison called Only Leaves Should Fall in honor of fall and not falling. And basically there'll be about 40 different organizations there screening people for falls risk, including a bunch of students from the UW different health programs like PT and OT. And so people will leave with a prescription of how to prevent falls for themselves.
All right. Cheryl, thank you so much for coming up and talking about this today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Cheryl Whitkey. She's Executive Director of Safe Communities. That's a Dane County nonprofit dedicated to public health.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, we'll talk with the son of late journalist Alexander Coburn about Coburn's last book on American politics, finished just before his death last year.
Plus, film director M. Night Shyamalan joins us to talk about his blueprint for what he says could close the achievement gap in American schools.
And we'll have with us live and in studio the actor John O'Hurley, who's in Wisconsin this week. He's going to be starring as Billy Flynn in the touring Broadway show Chicago.
A lot going on tomorrow. Hope you'll join us here on Central Time on the Ideas Network. Coming up after the news, our guest says 10 virtues of outstanding leaders.
And PBS's Ray Suarez tells us about the rich and influential history of Latinos in America. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.